from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, yeah, baby. Here we go. Me against limits, limits against me. Where did IT go? Does he just leave in the middle of shows now?
IT will leave and he'll go and podcast things as a part of his IT duty.
Okay. So in light of all these quarterback lists coming up, and in, you know, people don't think Russell Wilson is very good anymore. That's pretty clear. Chris Sims has him 21st in the NFL behind Caleb Williams and, you know, right around the Ryan Tannehill, who doesn't even have a team.
Right.
And these executives, I don't know where, did the Fowler thing go past 10 or no? Was it just the top 10 quarterbacks?
I think it was just top 10, but I'll try to find it
doesn't
with another
matter.
Paul pause.
I was just curious here. This could be a disaster. Like, I'm a big Russell Wilson backer. That was first on the bandwagon, as I recall, saying they should go out and, you know, make a call and get him. But would I be surprised if this whole thing blew up? No. No, I wouldn't be. Anyway, it leads us to our quarterback draft. And as I mentioned, I don't know if there's been a time that I can remember when there's been this many good quarterbacks in the league. It always astounded me that with the way we try to develop quarterbacks these days, you know, these quarterback camps that you start when you're 5 years old and things like that, there was always, it felt like, 7 or 8 guys at the highest level who could do this, be any good at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At any given time.
The rest is just a significant drop off.
Now we're talking about people who are pretty good, like Jalen Hurts and Trevor Lawrence, people like that, not even in top tens. Tua. I think Tua's a pretty good quarterback. I don't think he's great by any means, but
he's a system guy.
That's interesting.
Yeah, he's a system quarterback. Everybody likes to rip on Mike McDaniel. Now, Tua is a product of that system and having two elite wide receivers.
He does have 54 touchdowns over the past 2 years.
I would hope so when you're playing in Miami during the winter.
Not a big Tua guy. Ron was a big Tua guy for a while. I'm not a big Tua guy either. But what I'm saying is he's not even in anybody's top 10.
And I don't think he should.
He's got 54 touchdowns over the past
years. Yeah, it proves the point that there are a lot of very, very good quarterbacks.
Jalen Hurts. Jared Goff is borderline top 10.
I'm sure some places would like Dak Prescott to be their quarterback. I think Carolina wouldn't, or Washington wouldn't die for Prescott.
How about Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I'd rather have Dak over the other two. Not at the price.
No, but I don't know what the price is going to be next year.
Over $50 million.
There's already people talking about Dak Prescott coming to the Steelers
next
year.
No, thanks. Not for $50
million. Hmm.
That's where I think it's fascinating, the idea of a separate quarterback cap. I don't think it'll ever happen, but...
You've become a very bitter and cynical man at a young age.
You think so?
Yes.
Towards Dak Prescott?
Toward everything, it seems.
I thought I was the human hummingbird. What gives? What changed, Joe? I'm in a very good mood today. I'm happy.
Is there such a thing as a bitter and cynical hummingbird?
Maybe. I had a very good wiffle ball weekend. I'm very happy today.
Tell me about it. What happened? Home runs? Winning home runs?
We played in a different league, different than the one that I run, and we won the championship on Saturday. How about we were down to our final out, and a guy hits a ground ball back to the pitcher. The pitcher nonchalantly throws it behind his back to the first baseman. First baseman can't get it. Our guy runs to second. The first baseman throws to second. The guy at second can't handle it. The ball goes into center field. Our guy comes to third, comes home, and scores. We tie the game down to our final out, and then we move on in extra innings, two innings later, and that same guy drives in the winning run, and we win it in the best of three series. We lost the first game 7-0. My star pitcher, Colin, had a shutout in game two. We won 1-0, and then we won the next.
Did you come back with Colin for the deciding game?
Oh, yeah. He gave up 6 in the first inning of the first game.
Shelty would have taken him out of that game.
And I decided we got to stick with him. He's gotten us. I told him, you've gotten us here. We're going to ride it. He was absolutely dominant in game two. After giving up 6 in one inning the first game, he gave up 2 runs the whole rest of the day and 8 more innings, and we won it. 5-inning win in the championship in game 3, and we won the championship there. And then the Firebirds, my Baldwin Wiffle Ball team, we moved on to the championship. We played Colin's team.
Colin Dunlap?
My buddy Colin Ruggiero, one of my best friends. He was on my team for this one league, South Hills Wiffle, we play in.
You're the only man I've ever met who takes wiffle ball more seriously than me. I mean, this is borderline insanity.
So are we the Baldwin Wiffle Ball All-Stars we basically collected play in this South Hills League. We played it on Saturday. We won the championship. And then we all dispersed back to our regular teams for the semifinals of the Baldwin Wiffle Ball playoffs on Sunday.
I think I've had enough.
I'm going to the championship, okay. So I'm very excited. Thank you for your inquiry. I'm very excited.
For your very detailed answer. I'm very proud of you. Don't get that part wrong.
Oh, I know. I know you are.
I'm bursting with pride. And I hope you win. I hope you win.
I hope I win too.
World Series. Who's got the first pick here? Let's have the
you
music.
Let's have the picks. Joe.
Are we doing any dressing this up a little, or should I just go?
So we're picking 5 quarterbacks, right?
Eight
quarterbacks.
Yes.
For the top 16, you have the first pick, and then I will have the next 2 picks in the snake draft.
Okay. I mean, the first pick's obvious. I'm picking the guy that wins the Super Bowl all the time, Patrick Mahomes. Thank you very much. I probably already won.
You're quite welcome.
But I
get to have Josh Allen, number 2, who I don't think is that far off from Patrick Mahomes. I don't think the gap is too big.
Mm-hmm.
I get to stack him. And Joe Burrow, 2-3? Joe Burrow, when healthy, might be the second best quarterback in the NFL. I'm surprised that they did not beat the Rams in that Super Bowl. He's going to eventually get one. Allen, Burrow, I like the start that I'm off to.
It's a wonderful start that you're off to, and I'm going to crush you because I will now take CJ Stroud. Your pick. Oh, wait, I get 2, don't I?
That's correct. You have the next pick.
Oh, my God, I'm taking C.J. Stroud and Lamar.
I thought you didn't like Lamar.
I like him as the 5th best quarterback in the league. Wait, when did I say I didn't like Lamar?
When you didn't put him in your top 5.
I spent 20 minutes earlier in the show saying he gets a bad rap when you were ripping him. The guy wins all the time, and he's a 2-time MVP. When didn't I put him? Oh, I guess I didn't put him in my top 5. Oh, all right. Your pick. Your picks, I should say.
All right. I get back to back. Let's see here. I wanted to get one of Stroud.
You might have to drop a Paul pause here.
Or Lamar.
You might have to drop that here while you're looking things up in something you should have been adequately prepared for. Can you drop a Paul pause, please?
I've gotten to the point where you have stunned me with your pick. And I thought that one of those two guys was going to be on the board. I know who one of my picks are going to be.
Drop a Paul pause for when Zeiss starts looking things up, will you? I mean, we need that here. It's a new feature. He's not here today, but when he comes back tomorrow, you can bet he's going to be looking things up on the internet in the middle of our show.
It's another Paul pause. Paul will now silently research statistics during our live radio show.
That's just so good.
You're doing it now.
I will pick Justin Herbert.
I thought you were going to say Justin Fields and really set this thing on its ear.
No.
Justin Herbert? All right, who's your next pick?
I will pick Justin Herbert of the Los Angeles Chargers. And with my next pick, I will be selecting, pause for dramatic effect.
It's another Paul pause.
It's another Paul
pause. City Limits will research statistics while we're doing a live radio show.
Oh, God.
Make a pick!
I will go with Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, wow.
A little bit too high.
Yeah, you just lost the draft, didn't you?
Probably.
I'm going with Jordan Love. Now, this is ridiculous. What have you done here?
I just don't think Jordan Love is that high.
I'm going with Jordan Love and Matthew Stafford. Your pick. Come on, City Limits. You're right back on the clock here. I've stunned you with this, haven't I?
You have, yes. So, no, what? I get 10 and 11.
Back. I mean, technically, we're supposed to go 1-1-1 after those first. Like, I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, we probably should have
done
that.
You get two picks. Go ahead and make your two picks. And then we'll go 1-1 to finish it. Will either one of us pick Russell Wilson? The drama is starting to build here.
I will take Jalen Hurts.
Uh-huh.
And with my other pick, you pick Stroud. I will take...
Yes, you will. And once again, you're doing this.
Jared Goff.
That's not a bad pick. All right. I will take... Oh, man. I'm going to take Dak Prescott and Aaron Rodgers. How do you like them apples?
Yeah, Dak fell. That's a good pick.
This is your last pick of your draft. Please pick somebody because we're on live
radio. I have two more picks.
Yeah, take two. I don't give a crap.
All right, great. I will take Caleb Williams.
Wow. That set the draft on its ear, didn't it?
Uh-huh. Didn't expect that one at 14.
That's the second time I've said that, and I don't think I've ever said that in my life.
What, that it's on its ear?
Yeah.
And with my next pick, I'll take Kirk Cousins.
He sucks. I will take... Neither one of us took Deshaun Watson, did we?
No.
I'm going to take Russell Wilson. How do you like them apples? Yeah, baby. Now let's put these out on social media, shall we? My team is Patrick Mahomes, CJ Stroud, Lamar Jackson, Jordan Love, Matthew Stafford, Dak Prescott, Aaron Rodgers, and Russell Wilson. Your team is Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, Jalen Hurts, Jared Goff, Caleb Williams, and Kirk Cousins. This is one hell of a battle, is it not?
Yeah, I think it's close. I think yours is going to play better on social media.
Yeah, I really do think that Russell Wilson's a legit pick in the top 16, don't you?
I think it's fair. I mean, yeah.
Then why didn't you do it?
14 to 15.
Neither one of us picked Brock Purdy. You made a mistake there.
You did too. Brock Purdy over Kirk Cousins, probably then.
Neither one of us picked Brock Purdy,
no.
Who was an MVP candidate
we were
last
year. I literally made the case why Brock Purdy should be a top 15 pick, and then I didn't pick him.
Do you want to redo your pick?
Can I take Purdy over Cousins?
If I can redo a pick.
What,
yeah, you can take Purdy.
All right.
That's kind of cheating, though.
Well, what do you want your redo to be?
I don't want to redo. I want to take Brock Purdy over Aaron Rodgers, which is an earlier pick, so technically I should be able to do that. I'll give you Purdy, though, because I think you're in trouble on social media here. So the Purdy pick late in the draft is really going to do you wonders, I think, with people. Okay.
I think so.
You don't seem to be thankful for that.
I thank you very much. I needed it.
You're not welcome. How about Anthony Richardson?
I thought about it, but he hasn't proven anything. He's played, what, four games?
How about Daniel Jones? You almost picked him.
No, he sucks.
All right.
That's right. It's another Paul Pause. Paul will now silently research statistics during our live radio show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Even Ron loves it.
All right. There's one pick that I would like to make that I've forgotten about.
Okay.
I want to take Baker.
Oh, Baker. Over?
I hate to
Don't
cut
say Russell Wilson.
I hate to cut Russell Wilson. Aaron Rodgers stinks. How about I take Baker over Aaron Rodgers?
Okay.
Nobody takes Aaron Rodgers then. All right. Those are our teams. Can you put them out on social media?
So you have Mahomes, Stroud, Lamar, Jordan Love, Matt Stafford, Baker Mayfield, Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson. I have Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, Jalen Hurts, Jared Goff, Caleb Williams, and Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I think that Purdy pick's going to go a long way. I did you a big favor there.
I think you did.
So I'm hoping you can just phrase it this way. Joe and I, or I and Joe, had a quarterback draft. Here are our teams. Who has the better teams? Eight guys each. And then just list them by their last names because there might not be room on Twitter, okay?
Will do. I'll put that out.
And give it a half hour. We can announce the winner at the end of the show.
All right, sounds good.
In the meantime, I don't know. Am I overdoing it with the Pirates? As a town,
no,
as a town, are you people pumped to the point that you were, you know, back in 13 or even 2012? I was commissioned to do a story for CNN.com back then. They were interested in this phenomenon taking place in Pittsburgh with Clint Hurdle and Neil Walker and Andrew McCutcheon. Even in 2012, the Pirates were in first place right about now in 2012, as I recall. And the Cardinals were here for a series. And I think the Pirates won that series and the place was just going nuts. They were going for a sweep, and you had people out on the Clemente Bridge with brooms and stuff. And I described that in the piece I did. It was just phenomenal. Are we there again? What's the date, Limitless Wonder?
The 22nd of July.
All right. So the Pirates were 2.5 games out on the 22nd of July. Two games out. They were 37-32. A.J. Burnett had just beaten Detroit. A little later in the month was the St. Louis series, and it was in St. Louis. and behind Kevin Correa over Adam Wainwright. They beat the Cardinals 14-5 and then 7-3. And they were only one game out. One game out of first place. And now what am I looking at here? I'm wrong about that. On July 8th of 2012, they were in first place. On July 22nd, they were only a half game out of first place in the NL Central. Miami was in town. Jeff Karstens beat them. The Pirates were in the middle of a five-game winning streak. How about that? 34,000 people after 39,000 people. That's what I'm talking about. The place was packed over the weekend. Yeah, Phillies fans were here, but so what? It was an incredible baseball atmosphere. You're driving around out there right now. You're listening and watching at home on our website, 937thefan.com, or on the Odyssey app. Are you pumped about this baseball team? Are you inclined, perhaps, after years of cynicism, to go out to the ballpark? That was an incredible atmosphere Friday night for that comeback win over the Phillies. Or am I misreading this? Are people excited about the Pirates? 412-928-9370. Do you agree with me that it's time to pounce? We're all getting old here. McCutcheon's getting old. I'm getting old. Ron's retired. Everybody's old. How about putting a priority on winning right now? Nobody's asking you to sell off Bubba Chandler and all your prospects. But how about sending a message to the National League Central, to the National League at large, to your fan base and to your clubhouse, that we're here to win right now? There's no more five-year plan. The end of the five-year plan, that's done. We're here. We've arrived. If it's a road trip, we've gotten to our destination. I'm going to Montana later this week. We've arrived at Yellowstone Park. Here we are. No more road trip. A half game out of a playoff spot. A half game with maybe the best young pitcher in baseball history on our team. And a really good pitching staff over. Did you see Chapman? His last performance?
That's the best he's ever looked in a Pirates uniform.
Oh, my God. He went 103 twice, and Schwarber had the nerve to argue. He just blew him away. So when you talk about the top of the rotation here, with maybe the best young pitcher in baseball history, and the way that this bullpen is suddenly shaping up, I just don't understand the mentality of, not quite ready. Let's wait till next year, maybe the year after, when we are ready. No, we're here. We're at Yellowstone. Let's go sightseeing. We've arrived. Let's make this a nice trip. Hopefully we'll have others, but we're all healthy right now. Namely, Paul Skenes, who has probably about a 40% chance based on all of baseball history, recent baseball history, to go under the knife at some point. Unfortunately, that's not happening right now. He might be the best pitcher in the game. Mitch Keller's having a great year already with 10 wins. Jared Jones presumably is coming back. Ortiz suddenly looks great. The bullpen looks great. You've got some guys, they've even started to hit. The Pirates are like in the top 5-6 in the National League in runs in July. O'Neill Cruz looks like a star again suddenly. Brian Reynolds has been great. But you got to add to this lineup. You have to. We're here. Look around, everybody. We're here. After all the legitimate bitching and moaning and crying and screaming and yelling, the painful part should be finished. You shouldn't have to wait for next year or the year after that. Give it a shot this year. Brent Rooker might be had for one top five prospect. Could help you beat all the other trade packages out there. Just one. One, and then throw in a number 8 guy and a number 15 guy. You don't think your farm system can withstand that? By the way, for a guy who has 3.5 years of control left? Ben Charrington should be on the line with David Forst, not to be confused with David Frost, one of the giants of the music industry over the past 40 years, City Limits. Did you watch the Netflix special on him?
No, I have not.
It's very educational. Let me tell you about Brent Rooker. I'm going to keep pounding this because I don't want them to get away with, you know, Ben Charrington, Bob Nutting, whoever, with, yeah, we're not quite ready. I don't know that you'll ever be more ready. I don't know that you'll ever have this kind of pitching in place. If you can guarantee me health of Paul Skeens moving forward and Keller and Jones when he comes back and have this kind of bullpen supporting them, great. I don't know that you ever will. And I don't think that's being dramatic. I think it's being realistic. You might. Go ask Cubs fans when they were in the midst of that magical prior Kerry Wood era, which basically was 1 year of both of them at the height of their powers, if they thought it would all end after that, because it did. Brent Rooker has pounded 51 home runs since the beginning of last season. He is a 951 OPS right now. That's up there with guys like Bryce Harper. He's right now like an elite slugger in the league. You're telling me you put that guy in your lineup, and I don't care where. He's a bad outfielder, but you want to put him in the outfield, go ahead. You know, you already have a full-time DH in McCutchen. That's a detail we can work out later. If that means McCutchen and or Rooker would have to play some outfield, so be it. If it means McCutchen would have to sit more, so be it. These are details we work out once we get the bat over here. So suddenly, you could potentially have a lineup where, I don't know, would you put O'Neill Cruz back at leadoff if he keeps hitting like this? He's even starting to crush lefties a little bit. You could have a lineup where you went O'Neill Cruz hitting leadoff, followed by Brian Reynolds. Or let's say this, O'Neill Cruz followed by Gonzalez, Reynolds, Rooker, McCutchen. Now we're getting somewhere, aren't we? Limitless wonder. Huh?
I still like Cruz hitting in the middle of the order.
That's fine.
But yeah, I mean, you could put Rooker.
Go McCutchen, Reynolds.
Cruz. Gonzalez, Rooker. And then Rowdy.
Yeah, I don't know if Gonzalez is a cleanup guy either. I mean, I think I like Nick Gonzalez.
He could, but okay, great.
But we're not talking really about a power bat or an elite bat. He's at an even 700 OPS.
That's
fine. Not really a power guy.
Then go righty McCutchen, lefty Reynolds, lefty Cruz, righty Rooker.
If Connor Joe's batting third and Gonzalez is cleanup, you don't have much of a lineup. I've said that all year. You know, with different names, whatever it might be. We've arrived. We're here. The Cardinals are in town. And this is a huge game. And you're coming off a series against the best team in baseball where the Pirates took 2 of 3 with 38,000 people going crazy. Yes, a lot of them Phillies fans. Great. Good. That's fun. Maybe some Cardinals fans. I'm sure there will be for this series. This is what you want. And you, as fans, especially the people who have been going to the ballpark the whole time, you deserve, and the people who have been watching, you deserve additions to this ball club. You deserve a big trade. But the question I have is, even the most bitter and cynical among you, have you been prompted to at least watch the games again? Has Skeens brought you out to the ballpark?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.